بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد A very important aspect in our deen is that of adab and respect. The ulama would say Al-adabu Al-deenu adabu kullu. The deen in its entirety is its adab. And they would also say that whoever succeeded They succeeded based on their adab. And whoever was a failure, whoever did not succeed, was due to their lack of adab and respect. We're all well aware of Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and such acceptance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him in this world, that his fiqh, his understanding of Quran and Sunnah, large portion of the ummah is following the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. And we have heard many incidents regarding him, how much of ibadah he used to make. But together with that, he did not become Imam Sahib just like that. But the level of his respect was such that he would say that I shouldn't even stretch my legs to the house of my Ustad. Even though his house was 7 blocks away. Forget the Ustad being in front of him. Even the house of his Ustad, he shouldn't stretch his legs towards. As Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, another very great jurist of one of the 4 schools of jurisprudence, He said when he entered Madinah Munawwara and when he came to know of the awe that Imam Malik rahimahullah had, who was another great faqih and a great jurist of his time, he said, after I came to know of this, whenever I was in the presence of Imam Malik rahimahullah, he also studied under him. He said, I had so much of respect for him that at times I wouldn't even, when I should turn the page, I should not even make a noise out of respect for Imam Malik rahimahullah. So this was the adab of the Salafus Salihin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know how much of compassion and how much of mercy and forgiveness was full in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet on certain occasions he became very upset, and one of these occasions was when there was lack of adab and lack of respect. The incident we may have heard of when a Bedouin came into the masjid and he urinated in the masjid. He didn't know, he didn't have the opportunity to learn. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, great kindness, great shafqat, great mercy, explained to him the etiquette of the masjid. And on another occasion, with another person, he had the opportunity to learn. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam noticed some mucus spat in the direction of Qibla. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became very, very upset. So whoever succeeded, the ulama mentioned, was because of the adab. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, another great personality of his time, He mentioned that, I fear that if I leave out one of the etiquettes of Islam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deprive me of all the good that He has blessed me. So this adab is very, very important. And it's, unfortunately, sometimes we hear that, maybe we don't mean it in that way, but the statement that we make sometimes, it's only a sunnah. It's only a sunnah. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would give their whole lives for the sunnah. But to say that it's only a sunnah is not according to adab. On one occasion, when we were studying formally in madrasa, Haji Naquda Sahib rahimahullah was buried in Madina Munawwara. Great Khalifa was the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi. He mentioned that experience has shown that even those people who respect their non-Muslim teachers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with good jobs in this world. So this is the importance of adab. There's a statement of the ulama. In fact, it was one of the statements of Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah also, that man tahawana bil adab uqiba bi hirmani sunnah. That whoever belittles adab and disregards it, thinks of it something small and insignificant, then you will be deprived of practicing on the sunnah. And likewise, whoever man tahawana bil sunnah uqiba bi hirmani al faraid. Whoever belittles the sunnah, he will be deprived of practicing on the faraid. And wa man taraka al faraid uqiba bi hirmani al ma'rifa. And whoever leaves out the fara'id, then he will be deprived of the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a very, very important aspect in our deen, to such an extent that Allah protect us. A person, it can lead to a person's, eventually if a person doesn't have adab, then a person will slide. It can lead to him losing out his amal, and eventually Allah protect us, a person can leave the fold of iman and deen due to lack of adab. And on the other hand, a person who has adab, there were incidents of the people of the past. One of the incidents, most probably was Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah mentioned this incident, that a person, a Hindu person in the month of Ramadan, his child was eating. They were non-Muslims. So he was eating in the open, in the public. So he reprimanded his child. That, don't you understand, this is the sacred month of the Muslims, they are fasting. How can you eat in public? If you want to eat, you rather eat in the house. Or eat somewhere quietly, nobody, nobody can see you. Because of this aspect of adab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed that person with hidayat and he left his world with iman. So this is how important it is. One of our ustaz in madrasa was telling us once that sometimes we wonder that a person who's married for so long, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, how come all of a sudden that we find that marriage in turbulence, in turmoil, it's about to break? So he said one of the reasons is because of lack of adab, especially of the ulama. Sometimes after maybe Jummah or something like that, we all sitting as a family together, we make post-mortem of the person's bayan. Said, hey, what is this alim speaking about? He doesn't know about current affairs. He's speaking about salah, he's speaking about sawm, he's speaking about zakah, all these aspects. So it is possible because of this and because of the lack of adab of this alim. Maybe a person is affiliated to somebody else, doesn't agree. That's in its place if he is affiliated with some other alim, some other. But at no point we should disrespect any alim of deen. So this is the importance of adab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this quality. So how we get this? One is we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then together with that, sit in the company of those people who have this respect. And read the lives of the Salafu Salihin who had this adab and respect in them. Mawlana Naeem Saab, every morning, twice a week in the morning, he recites from the Kitab Riyadu Salihin. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, this whole kitab is full of adab and etiquettes, how a Muslim person should lead his life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice inshaAllah.